welcome everybody. Lectionary lunch. We are on Psalm 145. I do have my watch so you guys can all see that. Just stop me when we hit the 12 noon, but I'll do the best I can. Psalm 145. It's a great psalm for this time of year for the post-Easter season. It actually begins that final crescendo of praise that the book of the Psalms ends with. If you will see from here on out that note of hallelujah becomes stronger and stronger until the very end. And here's where it kind of starts. This is the final psalm, I do believe, that's attributed to David. And it's entitled, of course, the Song of Praise or the Hymn of David. So it's usually categorized as a hymn. What's interesting about this, if you will notice, is that it's the final acrostic as well. That is, every verse goes from Aleph all the way to Tav. I think Nun is the only one missing. But anyway, the acrostics, it's like, with every syllable, you pull out all the stops language-wise to give praise to God. I think another interesting perspective on this psalm that makes it helpful for preaching is that this psalm expresses the life that we now have in Christ. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. And this psalm gives voice to that. So, we will start with verse 1. Aleph, Aron Mimekah Elohai Amelech. I will exalt you from room, polel from room, imperfect. I will exalt you, O my God, Hamelech, the king. Va'avarakah, and I will praise. Here's the PL from Barak. And we're going to see these words, this word frequently throughout the psalm. And I will praise your name, le'olam va'ad, forever and ever. Again, this becomes a key theme throughout the psalm as well, forever. God's kingdom is forever. Praise is forever. So already he's having us look at a life beyond the normal boundaries here. Verse 2. Bekol yom avarakeka. It could be either throughout the whole day or, as most translations have it, every day I will praise you. Again from Barak. Va ahalela. This is from Hallel, of course, PL, and you're going to see this word a lot. And I will praise your name forever and ever. Notice his thoughts are dwelling on the name of God and the length of praise, which is forever. Okay. Now he begins to expound on this theme. Verse 3. Gadol Yahweh u'mehulah me'ot. Great is Yahweh. And here is a pu'al participle from halal, which means to praise. This is to be praised. And the me'od is adverbial. All right, so it describes the process. And very much to be praised. All right, and to gedulato, and to his greatness there is no cheker. There is no searching out. All right. Verse 4, Dalet. Dor ledor yeshabach ma'aseka. Generation to generation will praise your works. Again, some say one generation will praise your works to another. And gevu roteka, and your great deeds. Notice that this is the plural from gevu ra, greatness. So it's kind of taken in a concrete sense with the plural. Your great works, yagidu, they will report. Again, the hifdil from nagad. Alright. Verse 5, we get a piling up of constructs here. Hadar kevod hodeka. It's the splendor of the glory of your majesty, literally. The splendor of your glory of your majesty. So it's something like the glorious splendor of your majesty. Alright. Veh divre nifleoteka asika. And accounts of your mighty deeds. Again, when you see this nifleot, you should think in terms of the Exodus, the preservation in the wilderness, the mighty acts of salvation that God had done. So, and the accounts of your mighty deeds, asicha, I will think about or meditate on. This is from the hollow root siach, a first person imperfect. I will meditate on them. Verse 6. Ve'ezuz nor oteka yomeru, and strength. Notice from this is Azuz, it's from the root Azaz, to be strong. Oz is strength, Az is strong. So you have a number of words formed from that root. Noreoteka, that's a niphal participle from Yare, to be afraid. And this is a niphal feminine plural participle, to be afraid. So it's normally translated, and I think this is a good translation, your awesome deeds, see, the strength of your awesome deeds, they will declare. And here's kind of an impersonal subject. They will declare. Ugedu lataka, and notice that the kativ is a plural. Alright? Your great acts, but they want you to read the singular. Gedoletika, your greatness. Asaprena, I will, this is from Safar, I will declare it. It's a PL with a third feminine singular suffix on it. Alright? So again, the might of your awesome deeds, people will speak. So as people speak about the might of your awesome deeds, and your greatness, as for your greatness, I will declare it, report it. All right. So notice that there's a little ever extra emphasis given there by adding the pronominal suffix. Verse 7. Zekerav tuvakayabiu. Zeker, notice this is from the familiar root zakar. Zeker means memory. Rav is actually an adjective that means great or many or much. And tuv is, of course, good or goodness. So it's literally memory of the great of your goodness. So the rav tuvaka is kind of like stiff of neck, stiff neck. So I would say your great goodness. So the memory of your great goodness, they will pour out. This is a first nun verb, a hifil from Naba. I think Psalm 19 also has this, you know, to pour out words. Vezid kateka, and your righteousness, yeranenu, they will give a ringing cry about your righteousness. Again, it's a PL from Ranan, right? A rather common word in the Psalms. Now verse 8, we come to some familiar wording. Chanun verachum Yahweh, Erek Apaim, Ugedal Chesed. Chanun from Chanan, notice gracious and rachum, merciful is Yahweh. Long of face, namely slow to anger. Erek Apaim, long of face, and this is from Gadol, and great in Chesed, see, great in loyalty or faithfulness. Remember, this is kind of like almost like a little creed. This is what Yahweh said to Moses in Exodus 34. Remember, as he was hiding in the rock and the backside of God, God passed over him, and he uttered these words, gracious and merciful is Yahweh. So again, by virtue of the covenant and the gracious acts of God, here's how they knew Yahweh, to be gracious and merciful to them, and they clung to that for their hope. Tov Yahweh lakol, good is Yahweh lakol, to all. Verachamav, and his mercies are over all, ma asav. Another famous passage, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. King James Version there. Alright. Verse 10. Yoduka Yahweh kol ma'aseka. They will praise you, O Lord, all your works. That Yoduka is from Yada, a hifil imperfect, third common plural. Third masculine plural. They will praise you, O Lord, all your works. And chasideka, that's from chasid, your faithful ones. Your faithful ones, yevarakuka, they will bless you. Again from barak, and notice that the ka is the second masculine singular suffix. It just has the spelling with the hey. You don't always see that, but commonly in the Psalms you'll have that, depending on the book, the manuscript tradition, and so on. Verse 11, the kaf. Kevod malkutekayo meru. The glory of your kingdom they will declare again. Yomeru. Ugevuratika yedaberu. And your greatness they will speak about. Alright? So again, notice we're getting a repetition of themes here as the psalmist continues. Verse 12. Lehodia livne ha'adam gevuratav. In order to make known, that's a call, hifil infinitive construct from yada, to make known to human beings, livnei hadam, to make known to the human race, gevurotav, his mighty acts, again, from gevurah. Kevod hadar malkuto, and the glory of the splendor of his kingdom. And again, the glorious splendor of his kingdom. So notice that this part of the psalm, the focus now begins to turn specifically to kingdom language. And again, as Christians, we are reminded of who is the one who established the kingdom and the fact that we are part of this kingdom. He repeats it again in verse 13. Malkutaka malkut kol olamim. Your kingdom is a kingdom. Now notice this phrase, kol olamim, literally of all ages. All the ages. This grouping of words, kol with olamim, occurs only here. Sometimes you'll have the olam, you know, ad ve olam or something like that. Ad ve ad. But here you have kol olamim. Your kingdom is, so it sticks out by this collocation. Your kingdom is a kingdom of all the ages. Umem shel teka bekol dor vador. And your dominion is in throughout all generations. Notice you have this distributive sense in all generation and generation, literally. In each and every generation. This particular grouping of words occurs three times. One time here, one time in Esther, and one time in one of the prophets. I can't remember where it is now. But anyway, you have kind of an interesting grouping of words to express this idea of everlastingness. Verse 14. Somek Yahweh lekol ha-noflim. He switches to participles here as he's describing Yahweh. Participles and imperfects. Yahweh supports, that's just a call participle from Samach. Yahweh supports kol al ha-noflim, all those who have fallen. Again, a call participle from nafal, to fall down. So Yahweh supports all those who have fallen. Vezokef lekol ha-kefufim. And he is the one who lifts up, zakaf, all ha-kefufim. This is from the root kafaf, to bow down. Call passive participle used as a substantive. Again, those who are bowed down. Notice that the lamed here seems to function in both cases as a direct object marker. So Yahweh supports all who have fallen, and he lifts up all those who are bowed down. Verse 15. Ene kol eleka yesabeiru. The eyes of all yesabeiru. This is a pl imperfect third masculine plural from sabar, to wait or to wait in hope. So the eyes of all wait in hope for you. Vata notain lahem, and you give to them et oklam, their food from akal, okel is the noun, their food beito, in its time. Okay, the eyes of all wait for you, and you give them their food in due season. That's how I learned it. Okay, potech et yadeka. Again, you have to understand Yahweh is the subject, another participle. You are the one who opens yadeka, your hand, umas bielakochai ratzon, and who satisfies. This is from sava, a simple hifil participle, masculine singular. The one who satisfies every life, ratzon, with favor, ratzon. Okay, I'm interpreting it adjectivally. Some people suggest you satisfy the desire for every living thing and kind of use the meaning of ratzon as desire. I guess it can go either way here. Next line, verse 17. Zadik Yahweh bekol derakav. Righteous is Yahweh in all his ways. V'chasid b'kol ma'asav, and faithful, notice that this is from chesed, and faithful in all ma'asav, his works. Verse 18, Karov Yahweh l'kol korav, near is Yahweh to all who call on him. That korav is a call participle, masculine plural. So near is Yahweh to all who call on him. L'kol asher yik ra'uhu bayamet, to all who call upon him, call him, be'emet, in truth. So notice the be'emet has kind of an adverbial function. Who call upon him in truth, or truthfully call on him, or faithfully maybe call to him. Verse 19. Retzon yereav ya'aseh. The favor, notice it's in construct with yereav, which is a call participle, masculine plural again. Those who fear. So the favor of those who fear him, he does. Ve'et shavatam, and their cry, Yishma, he hears. Ve'yoshiem, and he saves them. This is a hifil imperfect from yasha, right, plus the third masculine plural suffix. So, and notice I'm translating them all as characteristics or habitual action here. So the favor of those who fear him, he does, and their outcry, he hears and he saves them. Verse 20, Shomer Yahweh et kol oha vav. Yahweh guards all those who love him. Again, two participles there. Oha vav is again another call participle used as a substantive. All those who love him. Ve et kol ha resha'im yashmid. But all the wicked he will destroy. From shamad, a hifil imperfect third masculine singular. So Yahweh guards all those who love him. But all the wicked he destroys, or will destroy. Now we see the end here that pushes the note of praise, finishes kind of how it began. Tehillat Yahweh yedaber pi. My mouth will speak the praise of Yahweh. See, the praise of Yahweh my mouth will speak. Viva reik. And all flesh will bless Shem Kodesho, will bless the name of his holiness. But here the relationship is one of adjective for the genitive. His holy name. And all flesh will bless his holy name. Now notice how it ends. Le'olam va'ad. Forever and ever. All right. So again, you know, the themes for this psalm is one of just high praise. And again, I really like the idea that this is the voice of the new life that we have in Christ. So it kind of rings with victory, notice, and the victory that God has given us in the resurrection, and the victory that his kingdom has over death and hell and sin and every other enemy, is what comes to mind when we see this psalm. So that the promises of the eternal kingdom that God made to David were completed in Christ from our perspective. And that's why this psalm is such a great psalm to read at this time of year, and a great one to preach on, talk about, hey, what's the life of the church like? How do we talk? I think this has a lot of implications for evangelism, too. Because notice, this guy has no trouble talking about the great things that God has done. Why? Because it's relevant to him. Why? Because those works led to his salvation. So often we think of evangelism as kind of this dreary duty of trying to get people in the church and increase our numbers and all that kind of stuff. Whereas the psalm shows us a very different model of speaking from the joy that is in our hearts. So I think a sermon along some of those lines can be very effective as well. All right. Thank you very much.